It's my pleasure to introduce Rebecca Ether. Rebecca is from Rebecca Ether Therapy, and she integrates her role as a counsellor, hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and an ADHD mentor to help her clients transform their relationships within themselves. So grab a cuppa and sit back and relax as we have a little chat with her. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello there, Rosemary.
Now, Rebecca, I'm pretty curious to learn a little bit more about your journey to become a clinical hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist. It sounds like a pretty winding path. What were some of the key experiences or the turning points along the way that ultimately led you here?
Yeah, great question, Rosemary. And it's interesting because, you know, before I started this work, I had a whole different life and a different career. I'd done an arts degree. I'd studied media and writing. I'd done a lot of traveling and I worked across a couple of states. And my first business was in PR.
Mm-hmm.
But after being a mother and realizing that entertainment PR and all this exciting, glamorous world, it didn't suit me anymore.
No.
And it was time to do something that was so much more purposeful for me. And that was my new adventure in these postgraduate studies. And honestly, Rosemary, the learning never stops.
Self-discovery, self-awareness,
these deep dives, they're transformative.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rebecca, your approach seems to be way beyond the academic training that you would have received. I sense there's a deeper personal wisdom that has been cultivated through your own life experiences. Can you share a little bit of that with us and the growth in your self-discoveries and how it's shaped the way you work with your clients?
Oh, Rosemary, that's a wonderful question. So, you know, you've got to start with some foundational qualifications, which mm-hmm. I did as a counsellor and a coach. And then at master's level, I studied hypnotherapy, which was extraordinary once I realised what was beneath the surface, you know, and how to really understand that. And this was learning a lot of the science and the evidence-based practices. And it's about how we can ignite change in our lives. But it's really my own curiosity,
mm-hmm.
which informed my own growth and self-discovery, because I understood that our minds dictate our experiences. And so much of the time we're getting in our own way and we're stumbling and we're falling and we believe we're not good enough. But if we follow these breadcrumbs, there's a real hero's journey there for everyone to write our new chapters and to change and to heal and to move through like big life transitions. And I've certainly been through many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not until you're through some of those darker days you realise how much it shapes you, and it can be for the better.
Now, Rebecca, one of the things that stands out is how you aim to help people connected to be themselves, their authentic selves, and beyond the narrative of old stories, whatever. That feels such a powerful shift, and I'm curious to know what that process looks like and if you can give us a little window there of some of the techniques that you use before I let you go.
Yes, of course. So, like, as I mentioned, studying hypnosis and hypnotherapy at master's level is that's an incredibly powerful technique.
Mm.
Once we start looking a bit deeper below the surface and we can begin to understand why these patterns are here, where the stories came from, what's true and what's really just limiting beliefs or things that other people have told us. And there's a lot of opportunities there to rewire new patterns and habits and thinking, and change becomes possible.
Now, Rebecca, with your work with ADHD as a mentor, I imagine that you've developed a rich insights into both the challenges and the incredible strength of the ADHD mind. How has your approach evolved to best support these unique individuals on their journeys?
Yeah, well, that has really come from my own ADHD diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in my 40s. And it was a moment when all the dots joined, the light bulbs went off, and I felt really strongly my mission was to help others understand their amazing ADHD brain and give them some resources and insights and lifestyle support. So I often call this, you know, therapy through a neurodivergent lens from a neurodivergent therapist.
Okay. Now, Rebecca, I'm thinking that we can learn a whole lot more from you, and we really don't have time to do it today. But would you be happy to talk to us again at a later time? Our Tuesdays are our health and wellbeing day, so it looks like we might sort of have you lined up for the occasional Tuesday, hey?
Oh, Rosemary, that would be wonderful. I would love that.
Lovely. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Rebecca.
Absolute pleasure.
And Rebecca is from Rebecca Ether Therapy, clinical hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, counsellor, and ADHD mentor, keeping our community connected.